Well, good morning on this wonderful Tuesday morning. It is great to be able to start the day out with you. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 44, verses 1 through 20, where the Lord God is God alone, who is our creator and source of our help. Idolatry is ridiculed, and idols made of metal and wood are cited as examples. And again, today's saving word is encouragement. So let's begin reading in Isaiah chapter 44. The Lord says, "Listen now, Israel, my servant, my chosen people, the descendants of Jacob. I am the Lord who created you. From the time you were born, I have helped you. Do not be afraid. You are my servant, my chosen people whom I love. I will give water to the thirsty land to make streams flow on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your children and my blessings on your descendants. They will thrive like well-watered grass, and like willows by streams of running water. One by one, people will say, 'I am the Lord's.' They will come to join the people of Israel. They will mark the name of the Lord on their arms and call themselves one of God's people. The Lord who rules and protects Israel, Lord God Almighty, has this to say, 'I am the first, the last, the only God. There is no other God but me. Could anyone else have done what I did? Who could have predicted all that would happen from the very beginning to the end of time? Do not be afraid, my people. You know that from ancient times until now, I have predicted all that would happen, and you are my witnesses. Is there any other God? Is there some powerful God I've never heard of? All those who make idols are worthless, and the gods they prize so highly are useless. Those who worship these gods are blind and ignorant, and they will be disgraced. It does no good to make metal images to worship as a god. Everyone who worships it will be humiliated. The people who make idols are human beings and nothing more. Let them come and stand trial. They will be terrified and will suffer disgrace. The metal workers take a piece of metal and works it over a fire, and his strong right arm swings a hammer to pound the metal into shape. And as he works, he gets hungry and thirsty and tired. The carpenter measures the wood. He outlines a figure with chalk, and he carves it out with his tools to make it in the form of a man, a handsome human figure to be placed in his house. He might cut down cedars to use, or choose oak or cypress wood from the forest, or he might plant a laurel tree and wait for the rain to make it grow. A person who uses part of a tree for fuel and then part of it for making an idol. With one part he builds a fire to warm himself and to bake bread, and with the other part he makes a god and worships it. With some of the wood he makes a fire, and he roasts meat and eats it, and is satisfied. He warms himself and says, 'How nice and warm, what a beautiful fire.' And the rest of the wood he makes into an idol. Then he bows down and worships it, and he prays to it, and he says, 'You are my God, save me.' Such people are too stupid to know what they are doing. They close their eyes and their minds to the truth. The maker of idols hasn't the wit or the sense to say, 'Some of the wood I burned up, and I baked some bread on the coals, and I roasted meat and I ate it, and the rest of the wood I made into an idol, and here I am bowing down to a block of wood.' It makes as much sense as eating ashes. His foolish ideas have so misled him that he is beyond help. He won't admit to himself that the idol he holds in his hand is not a god at all." Well, today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. The Lord who rules and protects Israel, the Lord Almighty, has this to say, I am the first, the last, the only God. There is no other God but me. You know, here in this passage of scripture, you know, we hear of God's love, how he has promised to bless his people, and then he takes a look at those who have decided not to worship him, but to worship idols made of metal or wood, and then he ridicules these people. Do our friends, or maybe even we, do we bow down and worship idols made of wood or metal? Well, maybe not, but I'm sure that we can find people even in our own community who they have their own idols, maybe their homes or their cars or their occupation. These have become their idols, and in these do they trust. Let us pray. Holy God, there is no other God but you, and I worship you alone. You are my creator and source of help and strength. Keep me close by you day by day, and I praise your holy name. Amen. Well, tomorrow we'll be in Isaiah chapter 51, and the prophet Isaiah offers words of comfort to Jerusalem. Until then, God bless you. Walk victorious through this day. Walk victorious because you hold true and faithful to the word of God and the promises that God has made to you. Amen. We will see you tomorrow.